Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. If I ever don't get your question, it's not because I don't like the question. I try to answer each and every one. It's just we are very, very grateful for all the new affiliates. And so there's a lot of questions. And for those of you that didn't think you had access to my show, now you do. And we're getting a lot of questions. And so we'll answer them as quickly as we can. Some of them off air if it's not a topic that, you know, might be relevant. We got so much to get to. Michael from San Francisco wants to know what medical conditions would Congress use to impeach or to remove Trump using the 25th Amendment. The medical conditions, that's actually a good question. So we'll talk about this because, again, with everything going on, Congress has, in lightning speed, I don't think I've ever seen the word this quickly, Congress, over the weekend, on their break, on the recess, has already moved to move towards articles of impeachment and asking Mike Pence to remove President Trump by invoking the 25th Amendment. I don't think I've ever seen Congress work this quickly. In fact, I think we figured out how to get our legislators to do anything. Maybe attach something that has to do with Trump so that we get the stimulus checks. So, I mean, how many weeks did they take, right, screwing around back and forth with our stimulus checks, our stimulus money? You know, what's interesting, in my neck of the woods, I think we have one of the Democratic committees, you know, wanting all the Republican, I guess, assembly people or anybody that went to Washington for the rally to resign. And, you know, we're having unemployment issues. So can you, if you're going to be making any rules or changes, can you at least, right, do what you were hired to do and help people? I've never seen any legislator work this quickly, get off their butts. But I guess if it has to do with removing Trump, they'll do it. So we need to figure out what else will incite them and incentivize them, you know, once Joe Biden takes over. Because I would really like to see this sort of speed and passion for all the other things we need to get done. So the 25th Amendment is when if the president is unfit for duty or unable to perform his duties. So when Woodrow Wilson had a stroke, they kind of kept that quiet. There was debate on whether he was still active and could still do his duties, but rumor has it that his wife did much of the duties that you know, was his. So many times in pre-social media days, you are able to hide and not, you know, really promote, you know, what somebody's medical shortcomings are. With this isn't about Donald Trump's high cholesterol or BMI, obesity, or his, any other medical issue that he might have, or his COVID. You know, this has to do with his mental health. And that gets to be a lot more, that gets to be debated. And I don't know, and I have to double check, I don't know if we have had a president ever removed for a psychological reason. Now, what's happening is people in Congress are worried that he might fight back. And in his last, what day is it today? Today's the 11th? Okay. So in the 9 days he has remaining, people think that he's going to push the button and detonate the nukes. So Nancy Pelosi wants him out of office completely. Well, you have to have proof that somebody is medically unstable. You have to have proof that somebody is psychologically unstable to invoke that. the Constitution does protect the leaders because they don't want these coups to happen. Now, and even though we might be seeing a coup right now, there are constitutional protections. However, you know, it's very subjective. So if you ask me what sort of medical conditions, I don't think the Constitution doesn't list that. It's very broad because there could be any medical condition. And then the question lies, you know, if somebody, FDR, had polio, but, you know, he still was able to perform his functions. He did so in a wheelchair. I mean, then you know, the reason why the topic is going to be very carefully approached and why you aren't seeing headlines is because the Americans with Disabilities Act protects people, allowing them to work if they've had a disability. The ACLU protects people as well. Well, we hope all these entities are protecting people. So if you say that, you know, a president that has, let's say, an element of narcissism is unfit for duty, then you are now excluding anybody that may have narcissistic tendencies and stereotyping them. You know, we have to be very, very careful. So, you know, do we think that he is going to get mad? Do we think that he is going to fight back and detonate nukes? I don't know. You know, I think in the next 9 days, the drama is still going to be there. But, you know, in terms of him having a medical condition, I don't see them moving forward with the 25th Amendment. I do see them moving forward with articles of impeachment because it looks like Congress has, you know, a fire up their butts and they're really excited about doing something and they think they have enough bipartisan support. But the main drive, if you listen to all of this, is Pelosi does not want Trump to run another term. Somebody had suggested that President Trump, when he's 78 years old, will run again for office. I don't see that, to be honest. I don't see that. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump Jr. or Ivanka or, you know, somebody else, Kayleigh McEnany, who knows. So I, you know, people want to prevent somebody from ever running again. This hate storm is something that, you know, got fueled because of the Capitol riots. So, personally, from a medical standpoint, as a doctor, I don't know if they'll be able to do this on a medical or a psychological grounds. And, you know, only time will tell. It's crazy time. I know you guys are frustrated. And it's something that I never thought I would see in my lifetime. I'm waiting for the drama to end. You know, let's hope it does. Keep your questions coming. We love it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-362-3254.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are setting up our live feed right now. And we're going to switch topics just a little bit, and I want to apologize because we do have live video feeds on some of the segments that we can on Facebook Live. So I have pets. You guys know that I love pets. And I have always treated my pets as people. And as a kid, people thought that was strange, talking to your pets. What was it? Was it Dr. Doolittle when you talked to the animals? I don't know, there was like a song. I never liked the song. I don't know if I really liked the story, Dr. Doolittle. My favorite, oh my gosh, my favorite movie as a little kid was Shaggy D.A. I don't remember the movie too much, but it was a guy that would turn into a dog. It was called Shaggy D.A. I have to see it again now that you can get all these old movies. But it was a guy that turned into a dog. When I was a little kid, I thought that was the coolest thing because I've always wanted to be an animal. I just love animals. I think dogs are so much fun. I think cats are so much, well, cats aren't fun at all. There's really not much fun to a cat, but I love cats anyway. So I would speak to them. And maybe the reason why I spoke to them is because, you know, I had older sister, I had younger brother, they weren't really the nicest, right? I wasn't the nicest to them. So you couldn't really just have a conversation with them, but you could have a conversation with a pet. And, you know, people say, no, it's just a one-sided conversation. Because, you know, when you talk to your pet, you're like, oh, what do you want to eat? You know, are you hungry? You know, and you know, but my cats and dogs talk back. They do. They might woof or they might meow, you know, or whatever, but they do talk back. You know, we have this cat. She's kind of new to us. She's older. Her name is Spider, and she is meaner than anything because she didn't grow up with us. We kind of inherited her because the family was allergic. And, you know, Spider, I was sitting there working on my, I was cleaning my gun. I have a gun, and, you know, I was cleaning it. And the cat decided to, you know, hang out and watch. And so I was kind of talking to her. And I was trying to teach her, you know, this is how you load it. This. She's listening. So when I talk to my animals about normal things, you know, when I talk to them about normal life, they listen. You know, when you start to talk to them about how big their tushies are, how they eat too much, how they do pee-pee house, how they stink up the place, that's when they get mad. Because immediately I'm like, oh, looks like she's interested in my life. So then immediately I start talking. I do this game called the Boopy Doopy Doo game where I take my finger and I go Boopy Doopy Doo. And it's like a little, like, inchworm. She hates it and she starts attacking me and she gets all mad. You know, so talk to the animals. You know, they don't like tickle tummy. You know, they don't like, you know, some like scratch tushy. But, you know, cats do and dogs do like to be talked to. My dog, I'll talk to a patient doing telemedicine, and the dog will look at me like, well, why don't you talk to me like that? You know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I had a mom. I love my mom. But she had a mommy face and a mommy voice that other people didn't get. So when she would answer the phone, you know, for work, you know, she would help my dad's business working from home. Her voice would be higher. It would be pleasant. She would have a nice face. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's in a good mood. And then she'd get off the phone and she'd look at me. She'd have that mommy face and she'd yell. And so animals pick up on that. They pick up on, you know, because what do we do with our animals? We yell at them all the time. We're like, did you go pee-pee house? Who do that? What, did you poo-poo? Who ate my eats? And, you know, we yell at them all the time, or we'll do baby talk, and they really like just being talked to. You know, tell your dog, tell your cat about the day. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I'm not going to sit there and talk to my cat about my day. Well, studies come out saying the people that do talk to their pets are smarter. There. So you see? Okay? I know what I'm talking about. So apparently, let me give this gentleman the credit. He's got some qualifications. Anthropomorphizing is the act of attributing human characteristics and purposes to inanimate objects, animals, plants, etc. I am not advocating pet rocks. I think pet rocks was one of the stupidest things out there. Very smart business move. But I am not advocating for pet rocks, right? But I do like to humanize things. All right, case in point. I had a kidney stone when I was 19. It was probably the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. I thought I was going to die. I don't know why I had a kidney stone, probably because I exercised a lot, did a lot of mountain climbing, hiked, did a lot of stuff, and I really taught myself to not be thirsty. I, you know, just in case I was going to be without water, kind of trained myself to not be thirsty. And I really wasn't that thirsty, and I really wouldn't drink a lot of water. For some reason, I was stupid, thought I could train myself to not be thirsty. Well, you don't drink enough water, and you live in Las Vegas, Nevada, you get a kidney stone. So after my kidney stone, the doctor said, you're going to be drinking 2 gallons of water a day, no matter what. And I didn't like the taste of water. I had trained myself to not like water. So I made a little water bottle, and I called it Scooby. And I decorated it and things like that, because I would always forget the water bottle, so I needed it to stand out. It had to have some bling. So I called it Scooby, and my friends thought that that was probably one of the most stupidest things, but I got to tell you, it saved me from my next kidney stone. Now, nowadays, it's easy to grab water bottles, but they didn't have water bottles like they did back in the 90s. So I had to actually come up with my own and decorate it. And I did. I called it Scooby. And it was my water bottle Scooby. So Dr. Gary Sherman and Jonathan Haidt conducted a study at Harvard and found that people are most likely to attribute human characteristics to animals. And Nicholas Epley, a professor of behavioral science at the University of Chicago, said that this anthropomorphizing is a natural byproduct of the tendency that makes humans uniquely smart on this planet. Thank you. So, talking to your animals, right, treating them like they're your best friend, you know, to me, it's a great outlet. We talk about lifestyle a lot on the show. I like the stress relief animals provide. If I could bring my pets to work, true, they stink things up. And, you know, I think I brought a pet to an office once and it just, the office stunk. But I got to tell you, it's just so nice to have those animals because probably unconditional love. I mean, they love you no matter what. You know, I could not have makeup. I could, you know, yell at them for going pee pee house. I could, you know, I don't know, put a leash on them, go for a walk. And, you know, they don't like that I didn't let them sniff the other dogs and they will still love me. You know, and it's nice to be loved. So animals do that. So if you do humanize your animal, now, don't dress them up in stupid outfits. Animals hate that. Okay, don't paint their toenails. Don't force them to eat a salad. All right? I mean, you know, still remember they're animals. But you could talk to them. I think that's fine. Now, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I've been asked this multiple times if identical twins are identical. Identical. And I believe they are, in theory, identical, but no two human beings, I've said this before, are identical, right? They're not. Thank you, my cousin Vinny, because I can't ever see the word identical without going identical. So for something to be identical, they have to have the exact, not only genetic makeup, but physiological properties, phenotypical properties, how they look, how they act. And so, you know, environment has always played a role, which is why we said, you know what, no, identical twins are not always identical. But people said, yeah, but genetically they are. They're clones. No, they aren't. Identical twins are not clones. A clone is where you have one being and you make another being from that one being. Twins have two separate parents. They have the sperm and the egg join, that egg splits into two, so they're technically identical twins with the original same genetic material. Fraternal twins is where two sperm get up to two eggs, and now you have two separate babies, so they're two completely different kids within the same pregnancy, and they're called twins. But identical twins is the zygote, egg and sperm meet, and I'm not going to talk about how, okay? We aren't going to talk about sex today. Then it divides into two, and then the babies have basically the same parents. They're identical, and they will be very close in terms of how they look, etc. But as cells divide, they can mutate. Just like we're talking about with COVID. COVID has a new strain. Oh, how did that happen? Well, because there's mutations that happen when things divide and replicate. Well, as an embryo divides and, you know, or a zygote divides and becomes an embryo, there can be genetic mutation. So apparently a study out of Denmark has found that there could be a lot of variations in when they genetically sequenced identical twins. They found a lot of genetic variation. They could still look alike. They might even still act alike, but identical twins are not completely identical. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing an article of impeachment against President Trump. Multiple sources say the 4-page impeachment article charges the president with inciting violence against the government of the United States. House Republicans did block a resolution put forth by Democrats asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Regarding impeachment, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says now's not the time.
We should not be pursuing this impeachment. We should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
Flags across the country are being flown at half staff out of respect for the 2 U.S. Capitol police officers who died last Wednesday. USA Radio News. As the Biden administration prepares to take office, the average price for a gallon of gasoline is now at its highest level since March. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details from the Texas Bureau.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to talk a little bit about coffee. Many of you get nervous when a radio host starts to bring up food and nutrition because the last thing you want to be told is to do something that, you know, you're doing, okay? You know, people don't want change. And listen, all right, I understand it's a stressful time. I'm not going to tell you to stop doing something completely unless I think it is very dangerous. But I will, as a physician, urge you to rethink some of your, you know, habits, okay? Now, I, even though I don't drink coffee, I'm a fan of coffee. I'm a fan of coffee because I can't tell you how many studies I have seen where coffee actually is protective. Now, I am not a fan of people mixing latte and sugar and whipped cream and all the other stuff. I don't really want people to, unfortunately, you know, have all the calories and cholesterol, etc. There's been some debate that coffee not only can protect against cancer, but can actually put one at risk because of the acrylamide. That was not a very popular segment when we talked about how California had to maybe consider, you know, if they were going to classify coffee as a possible carcinogen. I don't know if they ever actually went that far, but California had a rule, just to kind of recap on that, where California had a rule where they had to, on any product that possibly had any carcinogen, they had to advertise it or have that on their advertising. The Council for Education and Research on Toxics had wanted coffee manufacturers and distributors and retailers to warn about the acrylamide content because the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act of 1986 had required businesses that expose individuals to toxic chemicals in the course of doing business to first give warnings to such individuals. So a few years back, we talked about acrylamide, which is a chemical used in industrial products that produces plastics and adhesives and food packaging. It's used in the treatment of drinking water. And when, let's say, you take toast and you burn toast, you could be making acrylamide. When foods are heated or fried or baked or roasted, hence in coffee, to above 120 degrees Celsius or 248 degrees Fahrenheit, that could produce acrylamide. So in 2002, I don't know if you remember, people were panicking about McDonald's French fries because somebody was, you know, discussing the acrylamide content. In 2013, FDA issued guidance to the food industry on how to minimize producing the chemical. So I believe many fast food companies have tried to lower the acrylamide content, such that when you do heat it, or not only for it to be there, but also it produced in a heating mechanism. So when you roast coffee, it requires the beans to be heated to close to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. That is way beyond, you know, what is the heat needed to form acrylamide. Basically, there's a chemical reaction between asparagine. Asparagine is an amino acid, and then the sugars, and it results in the formation of acrylamide. But the amounts were minuscule. I didn't want people to panic because we've seen coffee, you know, seem to be protective. I think it's supposed to be protective against colon cancer and liver cancer, etc. But one problem we're really, really having in the United States right now is GERD, is acid reflux. And I keep hearing over and over again that coffee is a culprit. Now, personally, I don't blame coffee as much as I blame beer or spicy food or these large meals that people are eating. If I ever get heartburn, it's rare, but it's if I went to a buffet or if I overate. And overeating is never good. No wonder you're going to have heartburn. Your body is trying to produce extra acid. The body is trying to start the digestive process. Well, you start the digestive process actually with your fork and knife. Then your saliva starts to digest some of the food. Then the food goes down the esophagus, gets into the stomach, and the stomach acid, which is very, very acidic, starts to break down the food. And then the food starts to go down in a sludge or thinner into the intestines. The intestines is where we absorb most of our nutrients. And then from the intestines, after the nutrients are absorbed and more food is digested, because the pancreas shoots out enzymes as well, it goes into the colon. The colon's job is to absorb water from the food. And it'll churn it and churn the food and churn the food. And when you mix a whole bunch of colors together, it turns brown, right? And so that's how stool is formed. if somebody is constipated and not passing stool that easily, the stool sits in the colon, and the colon's job is to suck out more water, suck out more of that, the H2O from the food. So it gets kneaded and kneaded and kneaded until it gets too firm and sometimes hard to pass. When you don't have time for stool to be in the colon, like if you have an acute gastrointestinal illness or an enteritis or COVID or salmonella, and the stool runs through you pretty quickly like diarrhea, then you have plenty of water that comes out because your colon didn't get a chance to absorb it. Unfortunately, then you run the risk of dehydration. So we want a fine balance. We want food to pass very comfortably. Some of you ask, how often should you have bowel movements a day? Well, you know, when we panic as physicians with, you know, the consistency and constipation and diarrhea, etc., one is the way the stool looks. You know, if it's like water, that's not good. If there's blood, that's not good. If the stool is hard, like pellets, and you can't pass it, that's not good. So sometimes it has to do with the consistency. But if your regimen is every 2 days, and you've been like that for years, and the stool looks normal, we don't seem to give you a hard time. Same thing if you go 2-3 times a day, and it's normal consistency, we don't give you a hard time. But if you don't go for a week at a time, that's not good. If you're going 5-6 times a day, that's not good. So, you know, it's a change in bowel habits that seems to concern us. So now, what about reflux? Reflux bothers me because I don't like acid going up from the stomach into the esophagus. I don't think the esophagus or your gullet is prepared to deal with acid attacks all the time. I also don't like acid getting into people's lungs. And so coffee has been shown to, unfortunately, cause heartburn. That caffeine, and it is unfortunately a component causing GERD. Now, why? Well, because caffeine could relax the lower esophageal sphincter. The lower esophageal sphincter is supposed to be tight, preventing acid from the stomach going up to the esophagus. Now, has there been studies on what if you do if you eliminate coffee or caffeine? One study, published in Gastroenterology and Hepatology, the study of the liver, said there were not any large, well-designed studies to show that we need to eliminate coffee. So, the American College of Gastroenterology, from what I understand currently, isn't really recommending, you know, coffee one way or the other for this. So, what I recommend is, you know, take a look at the caffeine. You know, black coffee obviously has more caffeine, you know, than instant, than the lattes, than, well, some lattes could have high caffeine, but decaf coffee, you know, I'm not sure what the point is to drink decaf coffee, but if you notice your symptoms are going down when you drink less, or if you drink decaffeinated, then go for it. But not all GERD has symptoms. Sometimes you don't realize you're having the acid reflux. But if you do suffer from acid reflux, you do need to look at your coffee intake. Okay? Sorry, guys. Had to talk about some nutrition there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I think we predicted it, but I didn't think it would be this wrong. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the vaccine rollout is still on the top of everybody's minds on when they could get a vaccine. And then they hear in the news that doses got thrown out. More doses got thrown out. Hospitals are throwing out doses. And people are confused. Are we trying to vaccinate everybody against the virus? Are we short on supply? If so, why are vaccines getting thrown out? Well, you know how I've always said that when the government gets involved, things don't really go well? Well, some governors, such as the one in New York, Governor Cuomo, had been very threatening with penalties if a hospital or medical center was caught giving a vaccine to somebody that wasn't first line. This is a problem where the pendulum keeps swinging. And so the governors of, and I'm not sure what other governors have also instituted these strict penalties, said that if any medical institution or institution got caught giving a vaccine to somebody who wasn't, per the guidelines, approved to get the vaccine, they're going to be in a heap of trouble. Financially penalized, maybe not getting future vaccine. So that scared everybody. So when you had a facility where not everybody was on board with getting the shot, saying, I'll pass, they had all these extras. Now, in the beginning, some of the people said, okay, well, then fine, you know what, bring your spouse in. We have to throw these out in a matter of hours. So call your spouse, bring them down. Okay? The news had broken that people's spouses or kids got the vaccine. So that's when Governor Cuomo said, not happening. We're going to, instill penalties. Well, then what happened with that is, hospital's like, all right, if there's nobody else who wants the shots, and they're here, and we're not allowed to give them out, we'll throw them out. Because they're then beyond the freezing, they've been out of the freezer for X amount of days, they don't last. And so, we knew this was coming. This is the problem with the current vaccines we have. It's a challenge we have, is because if you don't give them out, you waste them. You know, many people have asked, how come many of these nursing homes aren't getting the vaccine rollout as quickly as they need to be? Well, if some nursing homes only have 10 patients, then, you know, there has to be that process like they did in Israel where they were like pizza boxes, basically, where they were like, all right, guys, here's the cooling, here's this, get them to that nursing home, get those 10 done there, or those 15 done there, or those 40 done there. But, you know, many assisted living facilities are homes. They're not these big institutions. And so is a home that has 10 patients going to be worth the time for somebody to repackage, refreeze, do the delivering? There's just too many of those homes out there. So it's been slow. And Governor Cuomo, from what I heard, has kind of changed and relaxed some of those guidelines because the hospitals are like, look, you yelled at us basically when we were trying to use up what we had, so now we're throwing them out, which is better. Throwing them out or giving them to people that might not be worthy. That's not the hospital's fault. They're only doing what they think is best for people. People really give hospitals a hard time. Now, mind you, when you see selfies of the CEO, go look at me, I got the shot, and you see that CEO get it before the residents or the medical students, that's a problem. But if the hospital has already vaccinated everybody who's front line, and you have, I mean, I think all the custodians, all the administrators, everybody within that hospital that shares the same air conditioning and ducts should get it. I'm fine with that. Just don't be giving the CEOs, you know, their shots first before the frontline workers. So things have relaxed a little bit. Now, many of you are watching all this happen and unfold, and you're saying, look, okay, I'm not going to get my shot if I calculate this correctly, and I've had algebra. If I calculate this correctly, I'm not going to get my shot until probably May 10th. And that makes people nervous. So I am suggesting find yourself a COVID buddy. Okay, remember in Toy Story, everybody had to find a moving buddy? Remember they were like, Andy was the kid. I forget what the cowboy was, the one that Tom Hanks played. He said, everybody find a moving buddy. And you had to find a moving buddy, and you had to hold hands. I would do that with my kids. I'm like, okay, you know, hold everybody's hand, hold everybody. They didn't want to do that. You are going to need to find a vaccine buddy. This is if you want to get your shot earlier than you think you're going to get it. Now, why would you get a vaccine buddy? How would that work? Well, find a buddy that you don't think wants the COVID vaccine. Okay? Now, that COVID buddy, right, might, I'm not saying they have the ability to transfer that shot to you, but where that buddy works, you might be able to hang out at, okay, just temporarily. And again, it's nice when they're a buddy because then you can hang out with them a little bit, right? And then if that location at the end of the day says, look, we got these extra, we're going to throw them out, they might say, come here and give you your shot. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen all across the country, but it looks like many institutions and health departments are realizing that the we are going to calculate this to a T, you know, isn't working. And, you know, now we're starting to loosen guidelines on when to get the second shot. In fact, you know, some agencies are saying, look, just it could be 6 weeks apart. Just let's give everybody their shot, and then hopefully we get the next batch in from Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca, or maybe Johnson & Johnson will be done by then. But Johnson & Johnson, it'll hopefully be just a one-shot. But I'm hearing they might be also studying a two-shot if that one-shot doesn't provide enough immunity. But if you are, if you find yourself, you know, waiting and patient, and it looks like somebody, some company is going to have to throw out their doses, you know, and if you're at the right place at the right time, you might be able to get one. Now, I'm not recommending that everybody stands outside of buildings, et cetera, because most of these places need appointments. But so many people have told me that's how they got their shot, because they were going to, the shots were going to get thrown out. Now, is there a better way to do this? If we have all these doses that are about to get thrown out because of how challenged we are trying to maintain the cold chain, is there a better way of doing it? I think there is. I think you could have standby lists. Absolutely. I think companies should have standby lists. And those standby lists should open up to other tiers. Teachers, gas station workers, grocery store workers. I understand it's hard to open up to nursing home tiers, but then again, have at each location the nursing home that's, you know, within the 5 mile radius from there. And then that late afternoon, they're going to get their shipment within an hour or two after vaccine distribution. I think we could come up with, I don't think anybody did this. I don't think anybody, because they were so busy and so overwhelmed, I don't think anybody anticipated what do we do with the shots that we can't use. And I think the advice was give them to anybody you can. And I'm hearing that people are grabbed in the hallway saying, hey, have you gotten your vaccine yet? We got extra doses we're about to throw out. I think it could be more streamlined than that. I think there could be wait lists. And the wait list could include those in the next tier. Or those wait lists could be a system that's set up where this nursing home, this assisted living facility, I mean, there's only X amount. We could make a list. Right? They get on the list, and then they're the ones that will get the extra shots. But, I mean, we're going to have to do this better, because hearing these doses get wasted, it's a shame. And it's people are dying. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.